It's Wednesday, June 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. MSP's customers say they're shopping for a new MSP. Diversity reporting versus requirements, and pour one out for IE. This is the Business of Tech. Some new data from CloudBolt Software, which surveyed MSP customers. According to the survey, 80% of MSP customers are shopping for a new provider. Why are they unhappy? Well, an inability to optimize cloud spending at 60%, limited or non-existent multi-cloud options, 58%, inability to better enable cloud automation at 50%, failure to provide visibility into cloud spending at 41%, and inability to automatically remediate spending inefficiencies at 24%. But the respondents also think their MSPs outperform them. 91% believe that their MSPs increased their agility, and 85% felt their MSPs were more successful at digital transformation than they would be alone. 97% of respondents stated that they would be willing to pay more to an MSP that could deliver solutions to these problems. On the other end of the spectrum, the MSP 501 is out from Channel Futures. Revenue growth rates for 2021 over 2020 for the 501 managed service providers painted a picture of MSP maturity. Total revenue came in at 15%, recurring revenue topped 18%, and profit came in at 15%. That said, the average revenue per MSP on the 501 is $42 million. The median, $5.75 million. While reviewing sentiment, a survey by SolarWinds looked at the increased adoption of hybrid IT and cited a rising network complexity as a result. 49% of respondents say they lack visibility into most of their organization's apps and infrastructure. 59% of small businesses surveyed indicated that increased technology requirements from multiple departments were the leading cause of increased complexity. Compare that to 40% of their midsize and 37% of their enterprise counterparts. And U.S. small business confidence dropped in May. The National Federation of Independent Business said its small business optimism index dipped 0.1 point last month to 93.1. The share of owners expecting better business conditions over the next 6 months hit a record low. Demand for labor remains high. Why do we care? That was like a story, so let's string it together. Broadly, SMBs are worried and they need labor help. They recognize the need for their IT provider, think they are better off with them, but are also shopping for a new provider, mainly due to cloud costs. Of course, the providers are making more money and customers would pay them even more if they delivered on their own cost needs. The costs angle makes sense. If you're worried about inflation, you're concerned about costs. I spoke yesterday about inconsistency. There's a bit more of it. The safe path is less the optimistic data and more the concerns from customers, which might be overblown in the data. The key takeaway is focusing on the cost versus the value of the delivered solutions. Bloomberg Law took a look at the different approaches to board diversity. Per their analysis, quote, diversity on corporate boards of directors is more likely to be advanced with disclosure rules than specific quotas after a pair of courtroom defeats for California laws that included gender and racial mandates. Disclosure-only laws may impose penalties for failure to report, but because they don't create classifications of people, they have a better chance of surviving equal protection challenges. Why do we care? The lower bar seems to be working. Just openness of the data results in more diversity. Disclosures looks like a winning path. And here's the critical question. Would you be proud of it if you were required to report your leadership diversity data? The Business of Tech will have our quarterly update coming very soon. And pour one out for Internet Explorer. It died today as Microsoft retired the software after nearly 27 years. Why do we care? Well, not much, except as a historical footnote. users really shouldn't be impacted. It's just a key point in the lineage. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It is National Bug Busting Day, but for a tech podcast, they mean lice. It's also National Smile Power Day, so that's one we can get behind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.